Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Mo, the New York Times reports that Senator Barack Obama is doing his best to win over those voters he had trouble reaching during the primary, the blue-collar, rural, bitter folks. So during a stop in Philadelphia, he fondly recalled the time he spent in his youth doing what?
Bowling without a necktie.
No. he was crazy and wild in the day. Here's a hint. You know, it's true. A young man spending time with the Sharks and the Jets is better off than...
Show tunes.
He was listening to the show tunes. This is how he tried to get some...
Yes!
Some street cred in Philly. Well, according to the Times, Obama was talking about school funding in the glory days of arts education that allowed him to, you know, hone his love for Broadway musicals. This is part of a larger effort by the Obama campaign to meet with voters in more intimate settings as opposed to giving speeches in packed arenas, you say.
There are a lot of very manly musicals. It could have been Damn Yankees.
Damn Yankees is manly?
They play baseball while they're
kicking. Dancing and singing. Mo, new research on women and sexuality finds that heterosexual women are aroused by looking at many things. Videos of nude women doing calisthenics, videos of couples embracing. However, the women, surprisingly, were not aroused by images of what?
They weren't aroused by naked men.
Exactly right. They were not aroused by good-looking naked men. We all know what turns men on, namely anything. But what kinds of images would arouse a woman? A researcher named Meredith Chivers got some woman volunteers. She found a clinical way to measure their arousal, of which no more shall be said. Then she showed them films of different things. She found out that images of beautiful naked men did nothing for them.
Unless they were putting down the toilet seat.
See, I think... She's thinking about the pile of socks and underwear that he just left on the floor.
Really? Well, what does turn women on, according to these experiments? Sensual physical activity. Doesn't matter who's doing it or even what they look like. Just as long as they're doing something, preferably to somebody else. So, gentlemen, next time you're hanging in a bar and want to impress the ladies, start by licking someone.
But they weren't. The women were aroused by watching other nude women doing calisthenics.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like you weren't.
This study, actually, to be serious for a moment, was part of a film on bisexuality, and it seems to imply.
Talk real slow.
Okay.
Dim the lights.
And it seems to imply that there's some evidence to back up the idea that women have a more, shall we say, open spectrum of sexuality than men do, that they can be turned on, sexually aroused by many different kinds of things, including other women. Depends on the activity.
So the Sex and the City movie wasn't a documentary, then?
No.